I would say that actually majority of Lego fans actually enjoy building and making the sets. But for me, I find something special about all these little miniature toys. Hi, I'm Robin. I'm a Lego minifig collector. I currently have 6,300 minifigs in my collection, and I am probably one of the largest Lego minifig display open in Asia itself. Sometime in 2011-2012, my wife bought me a Lego advent collector for a Christmas present, and then from there it kind of got me a little bit excited, and then I started collecting more and more. When I was a kid, I used to enjoy collecting miniature toys, and Lego was definitely one of those. I actually still have some of the minifigs I had as a kid. This one is very normal Fireman, but very special to me because I had this when I was a primary school student, very small 8-9-year-old kid itself, so I thought it's pretty cool to still be able to hold on to this. The biggest Lego team collection I have currently is Star Wars. It is probably in the number of about 1,000, but it's actually pretty small compared to people overseas where they're very hardcore. So as you can see over here, mainly the ones that I love the most are the bad guys, right? So you have the troopers, you have the 501st, the 332, and so forth, and the normal stormtroopers with everything itself. And so some of the rare ones are basically over here. You can see there's a chrome T-3PO and a chrome stormtrooper here, and then we of course have Mandalorians. Some of my favorites also is here, the Kashyyyk scout trooper. Yeah, so they have a very unique scout trooper head. I live with my wife, just two of us. Just to share, so she has a very strong FOMO game. Sometimes she'll be like, hey, are you going to get a new set tomorrow? Are you going to get a new set? I'm like, no, there's queue. No, say, no, you must get. You are the number one Lego minifig collector in Singapore. You must maintain your status. Yeah. So I've been my wife for 19 years, which I'm very, very thankful for because she's my enabler. She's the one that urges me on to complete my minifigures to make sure that I have the teams, make sure I have the sets. In fact, yesterday, she was at a Lego shop. I wasn't because I was setting up all this. It's a nice thing. That's why we are meant to be with each other. I was privileged to be chosen to go to Lego Billen, the headquarters itself, with my wife. We went there and then we met up with a lot of Lego designers, met up with the corporate management people itself. So sometimes it's that when you engage them, they would actually give you their Lego name cards, right? Currently, they have stopped this already. Yeah, and some of these are worth like maybe 500 to 1,000 now. Yeah, but I would never sell them. There's this guy here, Stuart Harris, so he's like the most creative Lego designer in Lego worldwide itself. So I was very lucky to actually get a custom Lego minifig main card from him. This is a worldwide website which a lot of Lego collectors use. It's called bricklink.com. You can find minifigs for about $2 to $3 itself. Pop culture ones can be pretty expensive. Superheroes, older Star Wars ones, which are pretty tough to get, probably will be about a few hundred. But now, whether you believe me or not, I'm actually slowing down a little bit because of space, price, everything. So I live in a 4-room HDB flat. I actually do not display. I keep them in the containers. Sometimes I buy excessively, or sometimes just for months I don't buy. Probably no budgeting skills for Lego buying. So there is a Holy Grail minifig everybody aspires to get. It's called Mr. Gold. It's a Series 10 collectible minifig series. Basically, the value has gone up quite a bit. For a very good condition, unopened one, it can cost 10 to 15,000. Yes, one day, maybe. Sometimes I feel bad. I have a bit of guilt. You're wondering, like, is this too much? But then again, I always, when people say, oh, your collection is so much, it's so this way, that's like, no, not really. It could be more. If this was 10, 20 years ago, I think it would be a bit embarrassing as an adult to collect so much toys. We would step into the Lego store itself and then people would just assume that you're buying for your children. Judging, but that's how it is. But now it's different. Now it's different. Now I think it's okay for toy collectors, for gamers, for everything to come out of it. So as long as you find your own people and you engage and you share the same hobby, I think that's pretty cool. That's pretty fun. friends always ask me, which team do you love the most? Do you love Star Wars? Do you love superheroes? I would always say I collect what I like, which is quite a lot. 90% of the teams that LEGO has produced, I probably have all of it because I find it also fascinating. If I were to be allowed to only bring one LEGO minifigure with me, it would be the custom version of me and my wife. Yeah.